Serialization converts in-memory objects and data structures into a format that can be stored, sent over a network, or written to disk. Deserialization reverses that process by rebuilding the original objects from the stored or transmitted data. These two fundamental operations power data exchange and persistence across applications, but they also introduce risk when untrusted inputs are deserialized without proper validation or safeguards. Insecure deserialization occurs when an application accepts serialized data from an untrusted source and reconstructs it without verifying its integrity or content. Attackers can craft or modify that data to trigger unauthorized actions, such as executing code, escalating privileges, or bypassing authentication, making this vulnerability especially dangerous for modern web and distributed applications. Attackers craft or modify serialized objects to include malicious instructions or tampered properties. When the application rebuilds these objects without verification, it can unintentionally execute internal methods, bypass authentication checks, or elevate privileges. By linking existing code paths into a sequence of operations, often called a gadget chain, an attacker turns trusted components into tools for executing unauthorized actions. Recognizing how untrusted data can trigger these exploit paths is essential for effective defense. Major incidents have highlighted the real impact of insecure deserialization. In 2015, attackers exploited a gadget chain in the Apache Commons Collections library to execute arbitrary code on countless Java servers. In 2017, a flaw in the Ruby on Rails YAML parser allowed crafted input to bypass authentication checks and leak sensitive data. Vulnerable WordPress plugins that used PHP's native unserialized function were manipulated to overwrite files and deface sites. In 2018, a deserialization weakness in the Jenkins Continuous Integration tool let remote actors deploy malware on build machines. These events demonstrate how unvalidated object reconstruction can lead to full system compromise. In the upcoming videos, we will explore practical exploitation techniques to demonstrate how insecure deserialization attacks are crafted and executed. Next, we will examine common development platforms and libraries where these vulnerabilities frequently appear. Then you will learn methods for detecting and assessing deserialization weaknesses in your own applications. Finally, we will cover best practices and safeguards to prevent these attacks and mitigate risk in both new and existing code bases.